Have you ever felt victorious, only to have your own desires pull you back into the same struggle? You thought you were free. You leaned on discipline, tried therapy, maybe even prayed and attended deliverance sessions. For a moment, you felt light. But then it happened again. That familiar shame creeps in. Your heart pounds. You whisper, "God, why can't I stop?" You are not alone. This cry echoes through countless hearts, even the strongest believers. The Apostle Paul himself admitted the same struggle in Romans 7:19. "I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing." Even he wrestled with inner conflict. Here's the thing. Scripture doesn't just tell us to stop. It gives us a strategy, a way to actually win. And what you're about to discover could be the turning point you've been praying for. Picture this, Matthew 26. Jesus faces the most crucial hours of his life. The weight of what's coming is unimaginable. He asks his closest friends to watch and pray with him. What happens? They fall asleep. Not once, not twice, but three times. And then he says in verse 41, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Think about that. Even those closest to Jesus, who had his teachings in their hearts, struggled against their flesh. They wanted to be faithful, but their body betrayed them. That same battle rages in each of us. Your spirit longs for purity, for closeness with God, but your flesh craves what satisfies it temporarily. Romans 8, 6-7 paints this picture clearly. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. The flesh isn't just weakness. It's an enemy within, a mindset, a way of thinking that keeps us trapped in cycles of sin, even when we know it's destroying us. It shows up in lust, immorality, jealousy, anger, the things that pull you down over and over. Romans 6:19 calls the flesh a slave to impurity. Galatians 5:24 warns, "It has passions that war against everything good." Imagine having a traitor inside your own house, sabotaging every effort toward spiritual growth. That's exactly what the flesh is. But here's hope. Galatians 5:16 gives a simple yet powerful instruction. "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." It's not about willpower, therapy, or momentary deliverance. It's about daily surrender, learning to let the Spirit guide your mind, your heart, your decisions. And the first step? Watch and pray. Jesus showed us the way. Watchfulness is your weapon. It's being alert, spiritually awake, guarding your heart before temptation even approaches. Proverbs 22:3 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." When you're awake, you see the trap before it catches you. Every day you practice this, you crucify the flesh a little more. Every moment you catch a tempting thought and redirect it toward God, you are walking in the Spirit. You are reclaiming territory in your heart, cleaning your inner world, letting God's Spirit fill the space once occupied by weakness and sin. Think of Joseph in Genesis 39:12. Sometimes the most spiritual act is simply to run. Remove the temptation physically. Remove the digital, the relational, the environmental triggers. Watch. Pray. Guard your heart. Every day you make these choices, you are training your spirit. You are learning to recognize the subtle whispers of temptation before they grow into a storm. Prayer sharpens your spiritual awareness. Watching keeps your heart from wandering into dangerous territory. Together, they create a rhythm of vigilance, a lifestyle of surrender. You might be asking, what does this really look like in my life? Start small. Maybe it's closing that app the moment it begins to pull your mind toward lustful thoughts. Maybe it's avoiding places or conversations that stir your flesh. Maybe it's a 5-minute pause to pray and ask God to give you clarity and strength. These aren't just actions. They are declarations that your spirit is in charge, not your flesh. Romans 13:14 reminds us, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." Walking in the Spirit is a process of putting on Christ moment by moment. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes. The flesh loses its grip, not because it suddenly disappears, but because your spirit grows stronger, wiser, and more aware. Think about the disciples again. They fell asleep, yet Jesus didn't abandon them. When you stumble, you're not left alone. 1 John 2, 1-2 says that if anyone sins, we have an advocate, i.e., Jesus Christ, the righteous one, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Even in moments of failure, the Spirit whispers, "Rise, watch, pray. I am with you." That is hope. That is grace. You also need to replace old patterns with new ones. Philippians 4:8 tells us to think on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Every time a lustful thought arises, redirect it. Meditate on God's goodness. Speak truth to your mind. Let gratitude, worship, and scripture fill the spaces the flesh wants to occupy. Slowly, those destructive habits lose their power. This isn't about instant perfection. You will stumble. But every time you catch yourself and turn back to God, you are walking in the Spirit, and every stumble becomes a step toward victory. The key is consistency. Watch, pray, replace, repeat. Over time, your inner life transforms. Your heart becomes a sanctuary, your mind a fortress. Ask yourself today, where am I spiritually asleep? Where is my flesh taking advantage of my inattention? Be honest but gentle with yourself. Spiritual growth isn't punishment, it's liberation. Every act of watchfulness, every whispered prayer, every choice to run from temptation strengthens your spirit and weakens the flesh. So start today. Make watching and praying your new default. Remove the triggers. Guard your heart. Pray for alertness, for purity, for the Spirit to guide your thoughts. Let God reclaim the spaces where the flesh has held sway. And when you stumble, remember, Jesus is your advocate. He is your rescue. He is the strength that turns your defeat into victory. This is the journey of transformation, not through shame, not through willpower alone, but through a daily intimate walk with God, a life lived in awareness, prayer, and surrender. Comment, "I will watch and pray," as a reminder of your commitment. Share this message with someone who needs encouragement. And remember, each step forward, no matter how small, is a step toward lasting freedom.